Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Happy Father's Day, one and all, or all the fathers anyway, all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day to you all. And it's funny because Joe's not here today. I have Michelle here in studio.
Hello.
Good morning. And 2 weeks ago, I ended the show saying Happy Father's Day next week. And then Joe was confused all week going, isn't Father's Day next weekend? And it was, and I was way off. So today is really Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. You know, my dad's been gone for 20 years now, and he's still on Father's Day. I mean, I think about him a lot. I actually lost my mom this week. So anyway, it's those Mother's and Father's Days, boy, and the birthdays and the holidays and really any day. But anyway, to all your dads out, all you dads out there and people who have lost their dads, you know, just think about dad today. And anyway, happy Father's Day. This is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We're going to talk about real estate today a little bit. I'm going to talk about the market a little bit. We're still in that shelter in place mode. Things are loosening up. And although there's so much stuff going on in the world right now that we, you know, a lot of people kind of forget that we are still seeing, you know, the coronavirus is still out there, and we still need to be careful and really be respectful as buyers going into somebody else's house. So they have loosened the rules a little bit. They did a couple of weeks ago as far as, you know, getting in and looking at properties. They do still want you to wear your mask or require to wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is now a requirement in lieu of gloves and booties. We just, you know, have to sanitize hands, and then space out appointments so that the house can be clean, you know, in between sanitized doorknobs and the key box and all of that. And there's a form that you have to sign every property to go into. The sell anybody really when they're in escrow, there's inspectors, the appraiser, the photographer getting ready for the property. Everybody has to sign this form. Saying, you know, two things. One, I don't, as far as I know, have coronavirus. I don't have any symptoms. And then also, I'm not going to come back and sue you if I go in your house and get coronavirus. And then the seller is basically, you know, is kind of saying the same thing. We don't have any symptoms, haven't been exposed to coronavirus. And it's just, you know, it's the legal disclosure. California is the state of many disclosures. So this is just one more. But it's important. And I think, and there are agents and brokers and then also sellers that are still saying, look, you know, I'm not comfortable with you not having your booties on and your gloves on. So, you know, if somebody requires that, don't argue with it. It's the seller saying, look, I'm letting you in my house. You know, so be respectful of that. So, you know, things are slowly opening back up. We had a horrible month of sales in when you looked at the May numbers, but that was because there was very little happening in April. So it was really expected, nothing to be shocked about. And I don't think anybody is. I think everybody kind of understands what happened and what's going on. We're seeing a lot of sales now in June. I think June numbers are going to be a lot better, and we'll look at those right at the beginning of July. But for now, what's active on the market, it's staying, you know, holding pretty steady. We have 951 active single-family homes on the market. Last week, it was 961. So, you know, we're right in there, you know, not seeing a dramatic increase or decrease. You know, everything's holding pretty steady. Condos, there's 112. Last week, it was 103. Mobile homes, there's 101. Last week was 104. So, you know, there's really not a lot of big change. So that's good because there are new properties coming on the market. But so what that means is there are also properties going into escrow when we stay pretty level like that. It kind of means the same number or, you know, more come on and then others sell. So it keeps that number pretty even. Our lots, residential lots, have been keeping an eye on those. Those are pretty consistent as well, 284 And then same with that 03 and 04 zip code, which is the fire, you know, mostly the fire lots, residential. And those, there's 128 active available lots out there. So, if, you know, and I'm getting a lot of calls from people that are thinking about maybe going that direction and buying a lot and doing the loan and the permit process. And we talked to Tennis Wick last week. If you missed that, that's actually on the podcast at ksro.com. But just kind of talking about the process of building in a rebuild lot, a fire lot, you get some permit credits because there was already a structure there and they've already paid those permits. And then there's just a streamlined process. So we are seeing people kind of getting, you know, thinking about that. And it might be a way to go. And also seeing, you know, some of those lots still have an existing well and septic that survived the fire. They have utilities there. They have some of them, they were able to save their foundations, some of the bigger homes up in the Fountain Grove and Mark West area. And that, you know, you want to make sure that's all been certified and double checked to make sure that it's a good foundation still. And I believe that was a requirement that they had to do that if they were going to keep it. Anyway, so, you know, the market is just kind of doing its thing and trudging along. Not really even trudging along. It's going along full force. It really is. We have a lot of people out looking right now, and we have and people selling. So I think it's moving as it should. It's a little slower, the process, because we have to make appointments. There are no, you know, looking at properties just on a whim. You know, call up and say, hey, I'm going to go show your property. Or not even call, and just, you know, we would have in the MLS where it says, you know, go direct. We're not allowed to do that anymore. It has to be by an appointment so that we can make sure everything's set up for safe showings and cleaning in between. And we can't do open houses right now. But what we can do is schedule, you know, on a one certain day, we can schedule open houses. So, you know, as not open houses, but showings without an appointment, not really without an appointment. Basically, we would say, hey, anytime between, you know, 1 and 4, this home is going to be available, call to set, pick your time, or there, you know, be a calendar where you can log in and pick a time. But we can't have that open, you know, drop by, open house, follow the signs to the house. We just can't do that yet. It's not opening yet. Anyway, but things are, you know, moving forward in that process. So good to know with that. We'll talk more towards the end of the show. I've got two listings I want to make sure that I talk about, and a couple of closings I want to tell you about, kind of a couple of things we came across there and what to be aware of. So we'll talk about that towards the end of the show. Coming up, I have Bonnie Christopher, who is the owner of E Studios Personal Fitness. Gyms are going to be opening back up in fitness centers. And as part of the business spotlight today, I wanted to have her come on and talk about kind of what they're doing, how to stay safe to, you know, get back out there, get your workout on. And then after that, I'm going to talk about trusts and the importance of putting your house in the trust, how that works, what to do if you, oops, didn't get it into the trust. All of that good stuff we'll talk about when we come back after the news at 9:30. So right now, when we come back from the break, we'll have Bonnie Christopher, Business Spotlight, talking about E-Studio. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
For the facts on coronavirus.
We're being much more cautious. I personally feel that it would be a great risk to attend that kind of large gathering at this time, especially if things like the facial coverings and social distancing were not mandated.
Depend on KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app. Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
That was a quick break. We caught our breath and we're back. I believe, Bonnie Christopher on the line, and we're going to talk about E-Studio. Bonnie, are you there? There you are. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in. And so you are, so the Bonnie Christopher, E-Studio, is it E-Studio Personal Fitness? Is that right?
I used to do a personal training.
I'm sorry, personal training.
That's okay.
I think I had a curve. Oh, no, I put it wrong in the Facebook page, too. I'll fix that. Anyway, so you're coming back. It's good to see, because I think we do need to get out. Everybody's got that extra, what do they call the corona or the quarantine 10 or something that people have put on. Yeah. So
absolutely.
So why don't you, let's start out by kind of letting everybody know what is eStudios.
Sure. And
then we'll go on from there.
Yeah. So eStudio, we specialize in a slow movement, high intensity strength training program that is performed once a week for a 30-minute session. And the beautiful thing about this transition we're about to go through is that our business model is pretty much made for the adjustments we're going to be making this week, because we never have more than four people on the floor at a time. So in our 1,600 square foot studio, the maximum number of people on the floor at any given time is four. So technically, we've been practicing social distancing since we opened our doors 15 years ago.
Wow.
So we're kind of made for it, which is great.
Right. I know. Good. Yay. We've been ready this whole time.
Yay. Yes.
So absolutely. I know. Yeah. I mean, I know Mike Kelly was a client of yours, and I have been in and seen the studio a couple of times. And it is that kind of that, is it like a circuit? Don't you go to around like different stations, and then it's that body where you kind of use your own body weight as... What is that called? Resistance training?
It is weight. It's all selectorized, friction-free weight equipment.
Nice.
Many of our pieces are either Nautilus or Matrix equipment. And because of the layout of our floor plan, the weight equipment is on either side of the studio, and the center is actually two offices. So technically, if a client and trainer are on one side of the room, the other, you know, couple that are training can be completely, and we're well over 6 foot. So we really do have the ability to keep this very safe, controlled environment. I mean, obviously the main differences are going to be, we created a video for our clients, since it's been 3 months since they've been with us, and it's going to be different, obviously, when they return. So we're doing a no contact thermometer reading. When they arrive outside the studio, we greet them out on the landing. They're not to come in until we've taken their temperature. Then once they come in, they're instructed to go wash their hands. Everyone is wearing a mask, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we have clear tape markers lined up with every single machine to keep that 6 foot distance. And we're able to disinfect every machine after every use.
Nice.
So, so that makes, I mean, obviously it makes us feel good, but our clients feel so ready to come back because they know we're taking every precautionary measure we can to keep everyone as safe as possible.
Yeah. And that's a good idea. Excuse me. I think that was kind of one of the big concerns that people have is, you know, oh my gosh, gyms, you know, everybody's breathing heavy, everybody's sweating, all these germs, you know, which I guess a big gym, you know, is even a bigger issue. But, you know, so the fact that you can keep it safe and that you're checking people when they're coming in, are they going to be required to wear a mask during the workout?
They are at this point.
Okay.
I mean, obviously none of us know.
I know it
how
changes
long
daily.
And how is this the new normal? I mean, we don't know. For now it is. And so really this first week back, we've really informed our clients that this first workout is not going to be like they're jumping right back where they were 3 months ago. We have to take into consideration it's going to be, we have to acclimate to the fact that we're training with a mask on. But again, you know, we keep it nice and cool in there. If, you know, we're not going to push too hard this first week. It's not about that. It's a welcome back. Let's get adjusted.
Yeah, and which I think we all need, because a lot of us, me included, have definitely been sitting around a lot more.
Yeah,
you know, and you can't go from working out every day or 4 days a week or you know, however, to all of a sudden, you know, to not and then to back. So I think that's good to ease in. And from what I remember, when Mike was doing the work, I think he even was in your studio after he had had his heart surgery. And so do you have you have some adjusted workouts for somebody that can't do a high I don't know what you would call it, you know, that
high
needs,
intensity.
Right. High intensity workout. You have some tailored to somebody that needs that kind of specialized.
Absolutely. The approach that we use actually began in the osteoporosis project back in 1981. And it's very rare that somebody comes to us that doesn't have something going on physically, whether it's, you know, maybe they went to PT after having, you know, hip replacement, and now they need to keep getting stronger, but they need some guidance and that structure to keep them safe. It's very rare we get somebody that just, you know, says, I want to lose 5 pounds. That's not what we'll do that.
You'll
of course,
help them,
obviously,
right.
But yeah, of course we'll help them. But the majority of our clients, our target market really is, you know, 50 and older. Not to say, I mean, we have teenagers, we have 20 somethings for sure, the whole gamut, up to 96, actually. I think we have a 18 year old and all the way up to 96 years old at this point.
Wow.
But yes, we can. We're doing the same approach with everybody, but we are picking the appropriate intensity for that specific client depending on where they are with their fitness level and what they might be recovering from when they come to us.
Great. Yeah. And well, it's nice to have that kind of hands-on personalized. So if somebody is interested in it, well, first of all, so you've been around for, what did you say, 15?
Yes, so I've been training with this approach over 20 years. My husband has been training with the slow movement approach for 25 years. We opened eStudio 15 years ago.
Wow.
And we always offer a free session. So your first time in, there's no obligation. You come in, you experience it, you decide if it feels like the right fit for you. And then if you do want to give it a try, everything is month to month. You're not locked into any long-term commitment or anything like that.
Oh, that's nice. Because I think we've all been locked into a gym membership.
Absolutely.
That we never use.
Yes, for sure.
You see that payment go through every month. Go, oh, I should probably go in.
Another month has gone by.
Right. And that you paid for and didn't use. So
exactly.
So good. And you're located in Santa Rosa, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We're on Humboldt Street, Humboldt and College. Basically, we have a private parking lot, so there's no need to stress about, you know, finding a parking space on the street. And, you know, again, it's that one-on-one guided personal training, very private environment. There's actually several times during the week where it is just one trainer and one client at this point. So,
somebody's
really good about it.
Yeah. And so Monday, tomorrow is your first day.
Tomorrow's the big day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're looking forward to seeing all of our clients' masked faces. So it's been a long time.
The virtual hugs and all of that.
That's actually going to be the hardest part.
I know.
The trainers, we've discussed that where, you know, we get close to our clients, obviously. I mean, we've known them some of my clients have been with me for 20 years. So, that part is going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're all getting through it. So eStudio.us is the website. So just the letter E and then studio.us. Phone number 707-542-8900. Is that the one that... that's on your and so visit that website eStudio.us. It tells all about the membership, little bit of, you know, about the program, about the reopening, it's great just in general that fitness centers can open back up and that you're all taking the precautionary, you know, measures to keep us all safe and yourself safe.
Yeah.
And this, it sounds like a really nice you know, even safer, I'd say, because of your size, because you're small and more personalized.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely. It's,
good to
it's
know.
Paying off.
Good. I know, right? And if somebody wants to come in, to, I guess it's by appointment only, even for the initial
for the
appointment.
First session,
yeah, the first.
Yes.
Okay. So call that number and...
They can call that number. There's actually a contact page on our website where you can fill out your information. And if you have questions, the emails come directly to me. The phone call will come directly to me. So even if you have questions, even if you're not really ready to schedule the appointment yet, I'm absolutely happy to discuss any concerns or, you know, anything you want to talk about regarding exercise. So, yeah.
Great.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yay. Exciting. And then you have an email, workout@estudio.us. So yes. If somebody, you know, there's people that don't like to call, they can email workout@estudio.us.
Yes.
And then,
they
yeah,
sure can.
Browse a lot of great information on that website too. So that'll all be on the podcast. So that's eStudio personal
training.
Did I get it right? Okay.
Yeah.
And
yes, you did.
I had fitness stuck in my head. So eStudio personal training in Santa Rosa, workout@estudio.us. eStudio.us is the website, and the phone number 542-8900. Bonnie Christopher, thank you so much.
Thank you, Allison, for having me.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. Thank you for inviting me. It was great timing.
Oh, good. Perfect. I know. So great. Good. Well, thank you, and good luck with your grand reopening tomorrow. And
thank you so much.
Best of luck to you. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Have a great day. Thank you, Allison.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, okay, you guys, no excuses now. Get out there. The parks are open. The trails are open. The gyms are opening. So, and really, Bonnie's a great lady. And Mike did. I remember him, you know, going to those workouts. And that's super slow, they call it. And it's very, really works on that muscle, you know, strength training. And a good light, I don't know what lightweight is, but not intensive workout. Although I would imagine they can make it as intensive as you want it to be, and it's all personalized. So great local company. That's our business spotlight for this week. And if you know of a business that would like to come on the air and talk about what they're doing a little differently now, what they're doing for the community, or you know, how we can help, or a nonprofit that's kind of struggling through all this, I am you know, booking people for the unforeseeable future. While we're going through all this, kind of, we need to get back on track. There's a lot of businesses that really had a hard time getting through all this with a shelter in place. So like to get the word out of different businesses that are opening up, what they're doing, what they're experiencing, and how we can support them. And, you know, remember, a lot of these businesses are, you know, they're the go-to that we, when we're looking, doing fundraisers, go, hey, you know, we need some money for the school. We need something for the school raffle. We need something for our, you know, the Cancer Society. I know the American Cancer Society, which I'm involved with, the National Brain Tumor Society, which I talked about last week or 2 weeks ago. You know, there's these go-to businesses here that we always hit up for, for things, and they're always very generous. And so, you know, now let's, you know, kind of, it's time to give back and really get out there and remember when you're shopping and remember when you're buying things to do it locally whenever you can. And I know it's easy to sit there and you know, order things off of Amazon, but a lot of these businesses actually have online ordering too, you know, so try and just remember that local portion of it and give back to those who always are generous to our community as well. So I think we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the news. This is Allison Norman. You're listening to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. When we come back, we're going to talk all about trusts and why you should have your property in a trust. We'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
To what the Tulsa Fire Department says, was just shy of 6,200 people in an arena that holds 19,000. ABC's Rachel Scott in Tulsa.
The campaign blamed the lower than expected turnout on protests in the area, saying it interfered with supporters, even blocking access to the metal detectors, which prevented people from entering the rally.
Tulsa police reporting no looting or vandalism. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer today questioning why the president's attorney general fired Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney for Manhattan.
Is what's bothering President Trump, the U.S. attorney's office, engagement with Mr. Cohen, Mr. Giuliani, the president himself, or something else?
But South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reminds,
President Trump actually hired Mr. Berman, and he fired Mr. Berman. Everyone in the DOJ works at the pleasure of the president.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Sonoma County has been through a lot. And once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires, I've seen the real estate market fluctuate, and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Sunny skies today, high of 87, 68 on the coast. Mostly clear tonight, low 55, 52 on the shores. Could see a couple of clouds. Blue skies, though, for tomorrow at 90 degrees, 67 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a few clouds at 87, 66 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Good morning. We're back. This is Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, or the Real Estate Hour, as it has been for, what are we? We never decided really how long, 20-some years. And anyway, I am here, Allison Norman, the Real Estate Hour. And so we had our business spotlight, Bonnie Christopher at E-Studio Personal Fitness. Really a great place. Check it out. And, you know, if you look on their website, their membership is really reasonable. And you know, like I said, if you have, you know, something like if you have knee issues, or as I said, when Mike had had heart surgery, I think I said heart attack, which wasn't, he had a valve replacement. But that recovery process, it's a really nice where you can get it very tailored to what you need, or as high intensity as you need, you know, need it and want it to be. So great studio, great local business, and remember, shop local when you can. So we're going to talk about trust and all that, but I want to fit in, because I tend to run out of time, I want to make sure I talk about a couple of things. Congratulations to two of my clients this week who one bought a new condo. And the other one sold their house, and they're moving on to where they needed to be and the time they needed to be. And so congratulations. It's always nice when things go smoothly and everybody's happy. The buyers are thrilled for this new property, as is my buyer for this condo. You know, got out of a shared apartment situation with roommates, and now he has his own place. And it's the fun part for me when you get to you know, make things happen like that. So very happy for them. And so now I have two listings. I have two sellers that would like to get where they need to be. One has had a tenant in there. She's decided not to continue renting and is ready to sell. This is 2471 Big Oak Drive. It's a, what we call a PUD. It's a planned unit development. It's a PUD versus a condo. The difference is a condo, you basically own what's inside the unit. In a PUD, planned unit development unit, you own the land it sits on. They all have their own separate tax ID number, which is how you can usually tell. You know, they all look exactly the same. So you can't tell by looking. But you own the outside, you own the walls, you own the roof, although the HOA, in some cases, and especially in this case, they take care of all of that. Even though, so you own the outside of the house, but they manage, they take care of the siding, they take care of the roof, they take care of some of the landscaping. You have free range of what you want to do for your landscaping. Nice big fence backyard, brand new driveway that the HOA just put in, really long. It's the longest driveway in the complex. There's only 27 units in this small complex. It's off the corner of West 3rd and Fulton. There's that little Big Oak shopping center that has a couple of great restaurants, a little small, like a mini mart, couple of offices. There's a fitness, some kind of fitness studio there as well. And so you can walk to that. You can walk to a Place to Play Park. You can walk to Live Oaks Park. There's a Live Oak Park off of Darla. There's little pathways that go through. And it's listed at 525. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,775 square feet. Like I said, big enclosed private backyard. Master bedroom is on the big bedroom with its own bathroom, big walk-in closet. That's on the main level. So if somebody that is challenged and can't have stairs, has a nice flat level, accessible bedroom, bathroom downstairs. And then there's two good sized bedrooms upstairs and a big bathroom upstairs as well. So it's listed at 525. The HOA dues are $300 a month. And that, like I said, covers the roof, it covers the siding, it covers all the maintenance of the trees. They water the front yard, the front lawn, and then you have your own landscaping up towards the house. So it's a really nice property, and it's right in the middle of a very well-established, that Valley West neighborhood. You don't feel really like you're in a condominium complex if you're not one that wants to feel that way. It really feels like you're in an established neighborhood. So great property. Check it out. Updated. It's listed again, I said, at 525. So now here's the other one. This is this gorgeous property. There's, I think I mentioned it last week, there is this term or a saying in Japanese. It's called Shinrin Yoku, and it means it directly translates to forest bathing. And there's this whole thing in Japan and really around the world, the importance of getting out under the trees and getting, you know, your feet in the ground. And that's a whole other thing, is grounding. But this forest bathing, and it really is, you can feel that energy when you get out into the trees. And they actually purposefully go for these walks in the woods and even just in through a park to get this Shinrin Yoku or forest bathing to really kind of bring that energy into, and you can really feel that. So the reason I bring that up is I have a listing at 2685 Palin Lane. It's out, it's Sebastopol address, but it's really just before you get to Occidental. It's in that West County Banana Belt region. So the climate is, very tepid. It doesn't, it's wet enough to where everything grows. There's these huge ferns they have. Big towering redwoods. They cleared out some Douglas fir years back and brought in a bunch of sun, but you've still got these beautiful redwoods, big green pasture. It's on an acre, pretty level acre. It's a little rolling. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home with a huge area that's right now in a covered and partially enclosed carport. Which they had at some point thought it would make a great expansion into another bedroom, big master bedroom. So something to think about when you see 2-bedroom, 1-bath. There are some options to, add, make it bigger. But really, it's big. It's 1,265 square feet. So it's not a small house by any means. Single level, big deck. It's got a clear heart redwood deck all across the front of the property where you can really see the quality of construction in that. This is a solid cedar-built home. So you've seen log-built homes. It's similar, but it's cedar, and it was milled right here in Sebastopol. A company called Cal Cedar that's no longer there, but they milled it, did the Tungan groove milling, and then constructed the house. So very secure, very solid all the way through, cedar home, big open beam ceilings, big new Anderson windows. They redid the furnace, they redid the water heater, they redid all the ductwork underneath the house. It's just you get this feeling. They call it Serenity. They call this their house. There's a sign when you pull up. It says Serenity. And it really is. You can hear the birds chirping. You can hear, it's sometimes just nothing. It's just silence. There's a few homes around it, but they're kind of part-time owners, not vacation rentals, just people that come up once in a while. So you really have a very private feel. It backs up to 35 acres off of Harrison Grade. So if you are wanting to get out in what I've been kind of saying is it's away from everything, away from it all, but close to everything, because it really is a short drive, anywhere over to the coast, over to the, to Sebastopol or to Occidental or into Santa Rosa or even into San Francisco. So it's close to everything, but you feel like you're just away from it all. So I can't say enough about this property. It's a gorgeous property. It's on 1 acre, I said, and it's listed at $879. So give me a call if you're interested, or if you have a realtor you're working with, say, hey, I heard about this awesome property. I want to go check it out. So it's very easy to show. Just give us a call. You can call me directly at 799-3617, or you can have your agent check it out on the MLS and give me a call that way. Okay. So, it's just so great. It's a great property. So, we are going to talk about, I spent way longer than I intended on that, but I get really, I get excited about these houses. They're really, both of these are really great properties. So we're going to talk. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and then we'll finish the rest of the show. I want to talk all about trust, and I have a specific reason why it's important right now to me and what I personally just went through and realizing that it how helpful it has been to have a trust. So this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk all about putting your house in a trust and why you should do it.
KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk Radio, KSRO.
It's coming. It's coming. July 16th and 17th. The Sonoma County Cares Charity-Thon. Listen here for more details. Together, we will make a difference.
Sonoma County has been through a lot. And once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires. I've seen the real estate market fluctuate and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
KSRO is online at KSRO.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber Company.
KSRO.
Good morning. We're back. Happy Sunday. Happy Father's Day. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And we've been talking all about, you know, all kinds of fun stuff today. But I want to get into kind of the meat of what I wanted to discuss or tell you about on what's left of the hour. Is putting your the importance of putting your house in a trust. And we've had, Mike and I had over the years, I think if you go to the podcast, there's the most recent, he had a trust attorney on here. Actually, I think I may have had her as well in the last year. So scroll back and look. But there's a lot of great trust attorneys. If you need, if you have not set up a trust yet, it's important to do that. And then getting your house into it is the most important thing. And what I want to talk about today. And if you need a recommendation for setting up that trust, I'm glad to help you through that. And the reason this is kind of coming up and I'm bringing it up and I thought I'd talk about it today is that my mom passed away. And I thought I was going to get through it without crying.
I'm so sorry.
so sorry. Thank you. I can talk about this. My mom passed away on Monday. Or well, actually, she had an aneurysm and was in the hospital until Wednesday when she passed away. But it was very nice. We were all allowed, you know, able to be there with her. Thank God that it wasn't during the thick of the coronavirus where people weren't allowed to visit. They were very helpful, very sympathetic. It was Marin General or Marin Health. So big kudos to them. They were very nice. And just the way they handled the whole thing was really nice. But the big thing, when we've had trust attorneys on in the past, one of them, and I can't remember who it was that we had on, said, having that trust is like the last gift that you give to your family. And it really, really is. And so my mom had her house in a trust. She had a trust. I went with her last year or so, and we kind of updated it. She was very meticulous, very good about getting everything in order. She was 88, so, you know, you start making sure. I mean, really right now, we should all be doing it. And having that advance directive is important, really important, because it takes that burden off of the person. So that's another final gift, you know, and that was part of my mom's trust, is it also had that advance directive in it. So really make sure you do that, because the burden on the family of going, what would they want in this situation? It's all black and white. It's very clear, very clear. If this happens, I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen. I want this to happen. It's very clear, and it's really important. So make sure you do that, because, you know, that's that gift that you can give your family. But as far as the trust, so if you pass away and you don't have a trust, yeah, everything goes through probate. It can take over a year. The government gets involved. There's taxes. There's things that, you know, I don't have enough knowledge of to advise you on it. But just, you know, check with a trust attorney and find out why, the importance of it. But more than that, it puts everything in one place. And again, just like the Advanced Health Directive, it also says this is exactly what I want to happen with my, you know, so I have one sister, we are co-trustees, co-executors, everything will smoothly transition over, you know, what, and then she has us named as beneficiaries on her bank accounts, on everything. So she had everything in place, and I think a lot of us don't think about that. And I know I'm now going, okay, I really need to tidy up my thing, because you never know. You don't know. It could happen today. you don't know. So it's important for that reason. So putting your house in a trust, and a couple of things to remember, that when you set up a trust, you can do a revocable living trust, which is the most common. And you can do that and have it for years and years and years. And you just keep everything, all of your assets in this trust. But you have to update it once in a while. And then there's an irrevocable trust. So, you know, talk to your trust attorney about which is more, you know, beneficial to you. But the living trust, you can take things in and out of. The important thing to remember with that is they don't automatically put your property into the trust for you. The attorneys will set up the trust, and then they'll say, okay, what do you want to go in your trust? And then you have to go down there and record it. There have been cases where people don't realize that, and they don't put a house into a trust, or they refinance. When you refinance, a lender won't lend to a trust. They will only lend to a person. So you have to take it out of the trust, even when you refinance. When you purchase, when you refinance, any kind of loan, you have to take it out of the trust. They put the loan to the person, and then you immediately put it into your trust. A title company, escrow company can help you with that. And there have been cases where somebody forgot or didn't realize. So, you know, this is what happened to me this week, is I called as my mom's, you know, in the hospital. She was still with us, but, you know, not expected to make it. And I called the trust attorney right away, and I said, you know, what do I need to do? And she said, just double check, make sure all of her assets are in the trust. Like, okay, well, how am I going to, what if they're not, what am I going to do in the next, you know, 2 days or 24 hours or who knows? And we have power of attorney so that we could have put things in if we needed to, but, you know, I guess my point is that she had everything really tidy for us, and it was so helpful to, you know, and everything, yes, everything was in the trust. And there's ways to look it up if you, aren't sure, that I can help you if you want to call and say, hey, here's my address, can you make sure my house is in my trust? It will show on the what we call our tax, it's the realist tax report that we can pull up as realtors. And I'm sure there's other ways you not a realtor can do that. But it's just important to have that done. And like I said, it's that final gift. And, you know, and in this trust, as I'm flipping through it, she had the names of all of her bank accounts, all of her bank account numbers. She had in the drawer in her desk, she had all of her passwords for, like, you know, 50 different things and passwords, and crossed out, whited out, changed every time. She was so meticulous with that. So, which I'm not, and it made me really think, oh my gosh, I need to do this. And because, and not really, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the people that you're leaving behind that now have to find all of these things. So having all that, is so helpful. If for some reason somebody passes, the house did not get into the trust, there is something you can do. It's called a Hegstead petition. And it's, sometimes in the times that I've talked to trust attorneys, they said sometimes they can make it work and sometimes they can't. And so it's really, you don't want to rely on that. But basically you have to show, you have to go to court, you have to show that the intent was there for it to go in. Like maybe it had been in there before and then you refinanced and you forgot to put it back in. There's a million different reasons why it couldn't, might have not made it in there, but you really have to prove your case. And there are some times when they'll say, no, we don't see the intent there, In that case, then you have to go through the probate process with that house, so, or that real property or whatever that asset is. So it's just really important. And I figured this is a good time to bring it up because it's fresh in my mind.
It's not an easy thing for a lot of people to talk about just because we're not that good about talking about death in the first place.
Yes.
But like you said, this is not necessarily something for you to think about as sort of a morbid kind of a thing.
Right.
It is for the gift to give. Peace of mind and
really
ease in whatever transition that is that's happening, just to make sure that other people aren't put into a hard place.
Yeah. It's a gift that you're giving to someone. And so it definitely, was a kick for me to say, hey, kicking that, that I need to get my stuff in order for my kids and my family. Right. And so it's important. So that's my soapbox spiel today. But I really think, and just notice, when you're right in the thick of it, realizing how beneficial it is. Anyway, so put that house in the trust and just remember that that it will come out when you refinance, and it's really important to have it in because you don't want to have to go through this Hegstead petition that and the chance that you may not be able to get it in.
If you're doing like major home renovations, do you have to take a house out of trust during that time, or does
that
not impact it?
No,
it's
only
just
if
financing
you're, it's the
portion.
It's only the financing. A lender won't loan to a trust. It's an entity. They'll only loan to a person.
Okay.
So, they won't loan to a trust. So, I guess entity is not the right, because I think they'll loan to, like a corporation and stuff, but they won't loan to a trust. It has to be an actual person. And the same with the car. The car isn't in the trust because they won't loan to a trust. They'll only loan to a person. So so lots of things to learn, and it's a process so the fact that you're, grieving and all of this stuff, and then now you have to go on, oh, I have to do all this stuff, it's hard, but so the more you can get everything in place for your family, the better. And that's what I have to say. So do that for your family and your kids, and thanks Mom for doing that for me. Definitely made it easier. There was something else I was going to say about a trust, but when you purchase, actually the other, when you purchase a house, and even when you sell it, you're selling it as the trust. So if it's in a trust, a lot of times this happens with families that are selling the property, there's two or three, trustees, or maybe there's one, executor. And they think when the house sells, they're going to get their money. their portion. And it doesn't work that way. It's the trust that's selling it, not you as the trustee. So the trust is the owner of the property. They're selling it. When the house sells, the money has to go into the trust. It isn't divided up and given out. It has to go into the trust account. You have to have an actual trust account for it to go into. And some people run across that at the last minute where they go, we don't have a trust account. So you have to open an account, you know, and all of that. So, and then, you know, you've got a trust attorney. You've got everything that has to be worked out within the details of the trust and how it's, you know, things are divvied up or whatever, how bills are paid. And so it's a lot to do, but it's just important. And that's kind of the main thing is just remember to get your house into that and really double check and make sure so that you're not at the last minute going, oh, you know, oops. And then having to deal with that. Yeah. Anyway, so it's been a week. It has been a week, but I don't know. I want to talk about, I guess we've got some time left to talk about. I have right now a couple of buyers, and one is a VA buyer. So do we, I have a few minutes to talk about.
4 minutes.
Yeah, okay. 4 minutes, we'll squeeze it in. So if you have a property for sale, and we always try and get it to the point where it's open to, or it's available and your buyer pool will be as big as we possibly can get it. And that's by, you know, one, making it fully available, not limiting showings and all of that, but also, you know, making it available to somebody that's getting specialized financing like FHA, where the condition of the property matters, and like VA, where the actual is the only loan where the lender is involved in the pest inspection and the repair process there. The other loans, if they don't know there was a pest inspection, they don't care and they're not going to ask. It's written into the purchase contract, then they have to see it and then they want everything fixed. So a VA is really the only one that requires that. So if you're a seller, it's really a good idea to get that pest report done ahead of time. It's only about $300. It's a good part. Even if you're not going to sell to a VA buyer, but just to have that available, it's a lot of peace of mind for the buyer or anybody potential buyer looking at your property, knowing that it's in good condition. You don't have to fix everything on the report. If you don't want to, if you want to get it ready for a VA buyer, which would open your buyer pool to every possible, you know, type of buyer, fix, you know, repair the section one if there are small enough items that you can repair and it's, and you have the money to do it and the funds to do it. And then, and just remember with VA, they also require section two repairs, which are, so section one is active infestations, fungus, dry rot, termites, beetles, all of that. And then section two are things that could lead to a problem down the line and could turn into a section one. So leaks under the sink, loose toilets, broken windows. I think broken windows are usually a section one. Moisture under the house can sometimes be section one or section two. So just remember, if you're trying to clear your house for a VA buyer and you really want to get a veteran into a home and help them, it's a zero down loan. It's a really great way to give back to our veterans by offering this loan program and offering your house as a house that's available for that and that you're willing to work with them. And really, that's the only thing you need to do to work with them is just clear section one. And that's the only thing that's required. So, you know, think about that. Sometimes it can be done. Really, if you're a VA buyer and you have the funds to do the repairs, they don't care who does the repairs. We've had sometimes where we all kind of have to work together to get the repairs done to get the house able to sell as a VA with a VA loan. So keep that in mind. I do have a buyer looking up to $700,000 in Petaluma for a 3 or 4 bedroom home. If you have something that you think fits that criteria, I'd love to hear from you. My number is 707-799-3617. You can call or text me directly and say, hey, I've got a house that would work for that, or I want to buy a house. I'm a VA. I'm a veteran. Whatever you need, whatever you, any real estate questions, I'm glad to talk to you about it. Again, my number is 707-799-3617. I'm Allison Norman. And this is has been Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. It is Father's Day, and it's the sun is out. I woke up yesterday, and it was dreary and cold.
It was a little gloomy, yeah.
And I actually turned on my heater for a minute, and everyone's all, it's summer. What are you doing? Oh, anyway, so enjoy your day. Things are starting to open up. Have a great Father's Day, and we'll see you next week.